Okay, I've got Leo Hipman on the line again. You're down in the middle of Lostwithiel, I gather, and it's high tide there. Tell us the story.
Yeah, my understanding is that high tide was reached about 2:30, but they're saying down here that the critical period is the next 2 or 3 hours for the state of this bridge, which is a 12th century bridge that goes across from the main bit of Lostwithiel over to the other side of town where the train station is. I'm just standing down at the moment where the roped off areas, where the sort of Sky News and, you know, ITN, and you can probably hear the helicopter overhead now. And at the moment, there's some policemen just sort of standing on the bridge, stopping everyone from going onto it. But there's big kind of branches that are actually lying on the bridge itself. But I was down here at 10, and to be honest, it looked slightly more swollen back then. But what I've been told is that the emergency services are having what they're calling a bronze meeting in the community centre here at 3:45 to establish what to do next. But at the moment, they've just sandbagged and evacuated all the cottages that are just by the bridge. They've just done that in the last 20 minutes or so. So it seems like they're in quite a nervous state. And I'm still trying to track down the person from the Environment Agency who can confirm exactly what their current thinking is regarding the status of the bridge.
Bronze doesn't sound that urgent.
Well, I'd heard earlier today that the general situation in Cornwall was being treated as a silver command or whatever the lingo is, but they're describing it locally here as a bronze meeting. Now, whether that means that they're beginning to scale things down, I'm not entirely sure as yet, because I'm just still trying to track down the Environment Agency person. But I spoke to the fire chief, and he described it as a bronze meeting.
If high tide was sort of half an hour or so ago, why is the vulnerability over the next couple of hours?
I'm guessing because you've still got all the water still coming off the moors, because the River Foy is pretty much fed and starts up on Bodmin Moor. So you've still got all that runoff still piling down the valley. And I've even heard reports that there's a big sort of warehouse-type hardware store called Trago Mills, which is about 10 miles up the river, and I've heard reports that sort of goods and products and things from that store have been seen in the river floating past, which doesn't suggest that the scene up there is too good either.
How creaky does the bridge look? I mean, it looks pretty solid.
Yeah, it's a very, very solid, you know, as I said, 12th century bridge. It's probably seen a lot of floods in its time before. At the moment, the water level is right up to the top of the peak of the arches, so it's not spilling over the top of the I guess they're just being exceptionally cautious about what the situation could be, but at the moment it just seems to be everyone's just sort of standing still waiting to see what happens, although they are allowing people pretty close to the bridge if it did go or if it did flood. I mean, there's an awful lot of people and TV crews are standing.
You need to get back. Okay, thanks a lot, Leo.
All right, bye.
Cheers, bye.